Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 29, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, we could be looking at another wave. It may not seem like it now, but I have a feeling that we are headed for another wave of COVID. The story with COVID is not over yet. In about 2 months, around November, we will see another wave of COVID in Israel and probably around the world, and vaccinations will not stop it. I am writing this because I feel that it will be a bigger blow than before. Since we learned nothing from the previous wave, other than to mock the virus, it will come to us, in a new and more aggressive form, and there will be bigger problems than before. I have not been privy to some secret scientific information to support it, but this is how I feel, that another wave is due. The first thing that the next wave will teach us, is that we learned nothing from the previous ones. We did not draw the right conclusions from the previous states, we did not look for a new antidote for COVID, so it will return in order to make us learn. As with the previous waves, the only way to truly overcome COVID is through our connection. I realize that connection among people seems irrelevant to our success in fighting against COVID, but regardless of our opinion, there is no other solution. I have no doubt that we will spend many more billions of dollars on medical solutions around the world, and many more people will die, but we will still not get rid of COVID. We will not be rid of it because we are still not ready for connection. Nevertheless, nature will not let up. It will teach us to connect even if we do not want to learn how. If we are aware of nature's intention, we will learn more quickly. If we ignore it and insist on remaining self-absorbed and self-indulgent, nature will take longer to teach us, and the lessons will be more painful, but it will ultimately defeat us, and we will agree to connect. Once nature has purified selfishness from our hearts so we cannot harbor bad thoughts about each other, the air will be clear of harm doers such as viruses. We will extract selfishness from within us, when we realize that the only medicine for our blows is connection and closeness of hearts among all people. The reason for the imbalance is in us, in people. Nature is out of balance. Unimaginable phenomena occur in the world. Poisonous rains fall all over the world, terrible droughts occur, and the most interesting thing is that there is no explanation for this. It just happens that way, for no reason. Therefore, we need to understand that the reason is in us, in people. It is us, who are out of balance, and by this we cause the still, vegetative, and animate nature to be out of balance. Let us hope that this imbalance will not result in world war and that we will be able to put this process in the right direction toward correction. After all, it is not someone alone who is to blame here, but all of us, all of humanity. We can say that some nations are more to blame and others less, but we are all out of balance and cause imbalance in all of humanity and in all of nature. The main thing is that everyone should understand where this imbalance comes from. The fact is that the natural process of development leads us to closer connection with each other. We all see how connected the world is becoming, how the ties between different countries and nations are strengthening, not only in industry and trade, but we are also getting closer to each other on the internal level. And at the same time, our connection is incorrect. Trade and industrial ties do not benefit us, because they were created with egoistic intentions, form a desire to make money using each other. Therefore, they do not add connection to our world but only reveal our disconnection even more. But we do not understand it. It seems to us that if we trade all over the world and can agree with each other, then this leads to connection. But no, it only accelerates the awareness of separation. We need to understand that we require a genuine connection and above all, an awareness in the mind and feelings that we all depend on each other. There is no person in the world who would be free not to make good connections with all the inhabitants of the world. Our whole future depends on how much we understand that only good relations can improve our whole life, and nothing else. The most powerful weapon is a person's desire because it is at the height of the Creator. If we want good relations and harmony, to be like one person in a sense of mutual guarantee, then of course everything will get better in the world. Everyone should feel their connection with everyone else, realizing that we are all together as one humanity, one desire, and one soul in search of one root. And if we all reach for this one root, then everything comes into balance and harmony and there will be no shortage of anything. Everyone should feel like an inseparable part of the whole world. Humanity is already ready for this. People even in the most remote parts of the planet are ready to feel and accept this idea of universal dependence on each other. The blows of nature that we now feel on ourselves are enough to understand how dependent we are on it and that only nature can help us. Nature has ways of influencing a person through his belly, children, and everything that is dear to him. In this way, you can very quickly convey to his consciousness that he is obliged to be connected with others for the sake of saving himself and his loved ones. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 18, 2022. The ways of the Lord are straight. Life according to the laws of instinct. Comment: you said that primeval people who lived in caves felt like a pack, as one. My response: the fact is that they had instinctive connections with each other, they lived according to their own laws. But animals also have their own laws. These laws are correct, natural, and innate. Animals spare each other and are under the power of these laws, the laws govern them. Question: but did people feel as we do now that there are me and others? Or did they think it was all inside them? Answer: they didn't think. The animal does not think. It is controlled. His life is called instinct. From CapTVs I got a call. Ancient people and cultures of the past, March 8, 2013. Creating a new sensor for perceiving the world. Question: is it possible to feel the Creator and the upper world before a person reveals the first degree of spirituality for himself? Answer: how could this be done? What would you feel it with? How is any sensing device arranged? It has a certain photosensitivity, that is, sensitivity to certain waves or frequencies. It may not be our light, but it may rather be a laser, just like the way they etch motherboards, microprocessors, and so on, with 1010. You need exactly these sensations: 1010, light darkness, light darkness, bestowal reception, more or less, and where and how, in what qualities, in what connections, and so on. All of nature consists of these two forces. There is nothing else. You must create in yourself the maximum number of such comparisons, 01, plus minus, bestowal reception. When a sufficient number of such etched spiritual 01 pairs are formed on your substrate, when you know that this is reception, this is bestowal, and this is reception, and this is bestowal, then you begin to feel the entire picture, since it can be depicted on the substrate in all its aspects, nuances, variations, and styles. You need a great number of cells, 01, 01, reception bestowal, in both height and width, that is, a great number of various vectors. If you do not have such a substrate, how can you use something? You do not have a sensor. How are our eye and brain arranged? How is everything arranged? What do all our lives until we become adults? We are constantly etching these cells in ourselves, accumulating the ability of a correct perception of the world. This is called education. Here we have Kabbalistic, integral, spiritual education. Thus, you have to create such a sensor in yourself. Where can you escape to anyway? If you do not have it, where will you feel? After all, you need to build it all. Kabbalah is the building of the organ of perception of the upper world that exists around us, but we do not feel. This is why it is called the wisdom of reception, the wisdom of perception. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to find out my spiritual level. March 21, 2013. Bach, Wagner, Ford, and anti-Semitism. Comment: you once said that classical composers, even Bach, were far from spirituality, that, in any case, their music cannot be considered spiritual. My response: their music is not spiritual because it does not come from a sensation of the opposite properties of giving and receiving, but flows only in the single property of receiving, and in one egoistic key. All famous composers, artists, and sculptors worked only in this direction. Apart from a few Kabbalistic works, the rest are purely egoistic. But all the same, their music showed humanity's desire for spiritual ascent. It is felt in their direction. This is a huge difference between music aiming for the soul and the upper, or for instance, music by Tchaikovsky or Italian composers. Their music is delicate, nice, and gentle, but it doesn't tear you apart and let your soul soar. This is not Bach. Question: who else besides Bach aspired to this? Answer: there are several other such composers who lived in the Middle Ages. But there were very few of them, and none of them can compare to Bach. Everything else is music written out of purely selfish drives. It can be beautiful, and at the same time awaken strong feelings of a completely different kind. Take Wagner, for example, a wonderful, talented composer, but it seems as if he was constantly strangled by a toad and had to somehow pour this bile out. Poor man. He was a conduit of a hefty left line. He did not see much else in this life apart from it. As it is written in the Megillat Esther, Scroll of Esther: but all this is worth nothing to me, every time I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. This is a characteristic feeling of anti-Semites who can't do anything about it. It burns inside them from morning until night, but they can't get rid of it. Seriously speaking, I understand them and deeply sympathize with them. This is a force that reigns in nature on purpose, and people in whom it burns are very unhappy. They are constantly consumed by this hatred, they eat themselves, and devote their lives to it. Question: is that why Hitler loved Wagner? Answer: yes. The problem is that when you get to the root of anti-Semitism, you are very close to real Judaism, to Kabbalah. Therefore they all had an idea of its origins and understood that it was the upper realm. The book about anti-Semitism, A Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism, we published, contains the quotes of many famous figures. The smartest, most educated, and cultured people with broad views are mainly focused on this idea. As a result, they come to a correct understanding of the mission of the Jews. Look at what Henry Ford essentially writes: I hate them all only because they can't fulfill their purpose. I will calm down only when I see they are fulfilling their mission. Therefore we need to fulfill it, nothing else will do. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Bach, Wagner, Ford. Anti-Semitism, March 3, 2013.